I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing great. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. This is something that's incredibly interesting to me, and I'm going to start first off with a question. Are you a diver, a treasure hunter, or a little of both?
I'm a scuba diver, an avid local scuba diver. I travel a lot, too, but I do dive locally a lot.
Okay, well, let's talk about this most recent dive. There's been a car sitting at the bottom of Lake Minnewanka for 80 years. And you got to go down and take a look at it and photograph it. How did this all start?
Well, it came about. There were other people a few years back looking for something else in the lake. And they had the resources to, like, they had side scan sonar, everything, that sort of thing, which is what you needed to find this car. You just can't take regular sonar that, you know, people would use when they're fishing. Side scan sonar helps to produce images. And they had the resources and they had a lot of dedicated time out on the lake, and they came across it in one of their images. And so then when they came across it, then they narrowed down where exactly it was from a GPS location perspective. And with the world being a small place, they were in conversation with one of us divers. We got the information and went for a dive.
I'm curious how you prepare for a dive like this, because it's down, what, 55 meters?
So there's things to consider, environmental considerations such as weather and even water conditions, such as what the visibility is going to be like and what the temperature is. As for temperature, it's just going to be cold.
Yeah.
So the things like visibility can vary quite a bit in Lake Minnewanka. So there's that. There's logistics of, do we have everything that we need, like a boat, enough people on the boat, that sort of thing. Have all the dive gear that we need. And then it's just a matter of figuring out how deep it is, because when it was targeted, they estimated a depth, but Lake Minnewanka is an active reservoir, so it fluctuates with the seasons.
Oh, no kidding.
It can fluctuate up to 5 meters, which can have a bit of an impact on your dive plans. So we had to figure that out and then plan the dive from there, and then just on the logistics of how the dives are going to go.
Chatting with diver Alan Keller about his recent dive in Lake Minnewanka to see a car that's been sitting at the bottom for over 80 years. I've seen pictures of the car. If I'm not mistaken, it's got Saskatchewan plates on it. Do we know how it got at the bottom of the lake?
So it is a 1928 Hudson Essex Saloon is what we're estimating based upon images that we can match on searching on the internet. Yeah, it does have Saskatchewan plates on it. they are red. Red lettering with white background, so it takes it to 1940 was when the plates most likely were issued.
Wow.
And the story that the guides share at the boat tours is that the gentleman was taking his car out onto the ice. He wanted to take a picture of his car with the mountains as a backdrop. Mm. And as he's setting up his camera, he turns around and his car is falling through the ice.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine?
Yeah, exactly.
Your brand new
back
car.
Back in that day, the stuff that we were doing was basically science fiction.
Sure.
Right? So
take me to that moment when you first get down there and you actually start to see the car. What was that like?
It was pretty spectacular. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience to be able to find something that has been seen for estimated 85 years.
Yeah.
And be one of the first set of eyes to actually put our eyes on it and to touch it, that sort of thing. Just the fact that we were able to relocate it based upon GPS, because it is in the terms of wrecks underwater, it's actually a very small item to find. And so there's potential to be way off. With the visibility being about 5 to 6 meters underwater, if we would have been, say, another 5 meters off, maybe we would have given up on our search and said, okay, we got to try this again. But we got it on the first go.
Well, congratulations. What an incredibly cool story. So what's next?
What's next is there are other items to see underwater. The people that are doing, there's a few explorers out there that are like scanning the bottom, that sort of thing with their sonar, and they've come up with other items that could be cars, or it could be a box car from, say, the mining activity that was done up there. Now that we've targeted this one, which we believe is probably the most difficult based upon size and depth, we want to check out the other things that the people have found that haven't been seen with human eyes yet.
So you're saying Lake Minnewanka's actually got quite a bit of stuff at the bottom of it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow.
Because it was a resort area, there's a lot underwater, and there's a lot that has already been seen, like the dam, the pilings, and the town site. So
incredibly cool. Alan, I wish you all the best with upcoming dives. His name is Alan Keller. He's a diver, and he was telling us a story about a car they dove to in the bottom of Lake Minnewanka. and it's been there for 85 years. Appreciate you coming on the show and taking a few minutes, Alan. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you.